make the country broke. Blame yourself, blame yourself. Please don't punish me. Please don't throw my key. I'm only saying what the drugs tell me. I tell you, please don't punish me. I tell you, please don't throw my key.
Is we. Blame yourself.
The drugs tell me. The country high.
My brother Mervin always says that. Blame yourself, man.
Baba Hule. We cannot afford ya. Baba Hule. Not even time reach ya.
Somebody sound the alarm, man. Is it too late right now? Is it too late? Oh, boy. All right. Haitian and Spanish and everybody in the place. Dominica, big complaint I've been hearing for the past week or two is the quality of gas in Dominica. Everybody's complaining. The octane levels in our gas. It's a serious problem. One of the persons who understands vehicles very well and understand what's going on. A lot of mechanics themselves have been complaining, and he, self-taught mechanic there, Mervin. Yes, Mervin, the same Mervin. I've heard a lot of complaints about the quality of our gas. Mervin, good afternoon to you. What can you tell us about this?
Hey, Matt. I'm good. Matt, you said people have been complaining for about 2 weeks, but it's more than that, you know.
More than that, okay.
Yes, what I've realized is that since all this gas price hike and after price going up, price going down, I think it's across the board with everything. Why is we talking about gas? The paper bags we get is not the same quality of paper bags. The plastic bags we get is not the same plastic bags that in terms of the strength. So whatever is being used to manufacture these things, if this whole economic financial crisis,
so you're getting less quality.
Yes, they're lessening the whatever they're using to produce these things, so they are not the same. So just like with the gas, I guess to get a high quality gas, a higher octane gas, it maybe costs more money. But then you have they producing a cheaper gas and you're paying the high price. So the price is up, but the quality is down. So what I've realized over the years, but within that whole gas crisis, I think cheaper gas is coming to the island, and we're paying a high price for it. And I think it has to do with the octane. Maybe some additives.
Explain, Mervin, what is the octane that we're talking about? People might be a little confused because they go to the gas station, they don't, you know, want to know what the octane is. They ask for gas.
Yeah, the octane would be the strength of the gas in terms of how it burns evenly within the combustion chamber, which is you need to have a good fuel air mixture to combust, to make power, to make revolution. Now, your spark plugs involved in that, so the fuel air mixture that comes to the combustion chamber that is packed to give you power, because that octane is lower, you get a lesser boost or a lesser implosion in the engine that would cause that revolution for power. Now, in sensitive vehicles with all these sensors and all that, you have now these vehicles are affected more. So even I realize there are a lot of vehicles that actually pinging. And it has nothing to do with advanced timing or retard timing. It's just that the octane of the gas, the quality of the gas is so low that certain vehicles that need a little higher efficiency in their fuel has a lower octane, so less efficiency in that fuel that causing engine knock, engine pinging, and stuff like that. And even lack of power. Now, what I realized too, there's also this gas even burning quicker. So you might put $60 gas and figure out it bring your needle up 3/4 tank. Just a scenario. And you're just driving on and realizing that that gas needle is actually descending in front of you, which you have never experienced before, you know. And I'm saying that now, and I guess a lot of people going and agree with me. That is because the octane is lower. You're not getting the amount of mileage per gallon like before, if people were checking for that. I am one who drives and understand that, even inflation and deflation of tires, to maybe maximize my fuel mileage. But now, the little trick I'm doing is get my plugs differently and deal with maybe ECT valve and different valves that controlling the air system, the vacuum system within the car, to even make it perform better on the cheap fuel. That's the trick I'm doing.
But it only started happening recently, though. So what do you think has happened?
Well, like I told you, the cost of manufacturing the more expensive fuel, they minusing that in terms of the production of the fuel, but we paying the higher cost still. So in other words, why if we can't go to the pump and put kerosene in our vehicles? But really and truly, what we put in there should not be in our vehicles. It's almost like you put in some other.
I'm talking to somebody who understands what is going on there, and they say that in Dominica we have the 95 grade, but in other countries they have the 87 and the 93, and the diesel there is the HSD, and the government just have to go ahead to import ULSD. I you know, that's the explanation coming from one of the gas persons who are in the gas business or is in the gas business.
Matt, I want to agree with the person between you and I. If I think we were getting maybe a 98 or 90 something octane before, I want to think that maybe way down to 70 something now.
70 something?
Huh?
You say 70 something?
Yeah, man. The octane has to be very low because there are a lot of people that are going to face problems with the sophisticated vehicles with all these sensors and stuff. Because you're going to get, all right, let's say you own a BMW or something. That's supposed to operate on a higher octane. The kind of fuel that is.
But again, I want you to be specific. There are some gas stations that are doing okay. So if you buy your gas there, you're doing okay. But most of the gas that you're getting is people are complaining about some particular gas stations around Dominica. All
right. So what I can say on that level, I personally only buy fuel from West Indies Oil.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and the reason for that, throughout the years, even when there was leaded and unleaded fuel, I find West Indies to have a better quality of fuel throughout the whole lead and unleaded thing. And then when they wipe out the leaded gas and it's just unleaded gas, I just stuck with what I knew, and what worked best for me was West Indies Oil. I'm not paid to say that. I'm doing that out of experience.
But most of the gas that I'm hearing there, people are getting gas from Rubis, and they're now getting gas from Petrocarib. These are the kind of complaints I'm getting.
Yeah, well, the mix up there within who's supposed to bring in gas and who's selling gas to who. But I am focusing on the quality of the gas. No matter who is doing it, where it is coming from, I think we don't make fuel here. And wherever it is coming from, it is missing something, and we're still paying a high price for it here on the island. Too high.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's my contribution.
A lot of defenders there. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. All right. I know Mick Mervyn is a guy who understands the way the engine works. And a lot of people have been making complaints. I got complaints there from, three or four ladies this morning. Something is not right. I start my vehicle in the morning, almost you feel like there's water in the engine there. Across the board, when price go up, the quality goes down. Find out.
Coffee shop this morning. There's a young white lady that saved me, you know what I mean? And I said, man, you have so much humility and stuff. She said, man, life is like a figure eight. We all can meet at some point at different times, but we should never think we're better than each other. And we should all show love because any one of us could fall dead any day. Any one of us could get sick any moment. Any one of us could lose our minds and we could end up homeless because we don't know what the future holds. So just always be humble And that resonated in my heart a lot, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm always a humble person. I always give, I always share, but this was just amazing, man.
Somebody says, tell your government, stop commingling the fuel, huh? All right, government, do something about this, okay? National fuel imports, one importer and no distributor. That will help. Maybe it will. And again, from those who know better, says Matt, this will cause mechanical issues, eh? With cars, I think Mervin is on point. I know he's on point. He's one who understands vehicles very, very good. What is causing this problem there with gas? We need to know. On the telephone, hello, yes, talk to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm listening to Mervin. You know, Mervin is on point, man. And, you know, in the long run, this thing's going to mess up your vehicle, your rims and all the stuff. Because you're operating on lower octane. He's right.
He is right. The highest octane fuel generally is about between 91 and 94. The regular lowest octane fuel generally around 87. Let's go to the telephone. Of course, we're going to open up the lines from now. Hello, talk to me, yes? I just wanted to bring up. Yes, hello. How are you doing?
This is Mystical, Artical, Lyrical, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm to you.
Everybody good?
You have a problem, man?
No, I have no problems. Go ahead.
I forgot a problem, man. Yeah, the body got it wrong, you know what I mean?
All right. I'm good. Take care. Open up the lines at this time, 1:20. Expected someone from the diaspora about 1:30 this afternoon there to continue to speak about the issues of the day. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Hi, Matt.
How are you doing, man?
I'm listening to this discussion here. I find it strange. Last week, a bus driver told me something which I thought was crazy. He told me when he fills his... when he buys a vehicle from Suki, he gets more gas than he gets at other places. That didn't make sense to me. But if Mervin is correct, then I don't see how that is not fraud. I mean, how can we have a Bureau of Standards in this country whose responsibility is to ensure that the people get what is being advertised. So how could that be? That has to be fraud. This is just puzzling.
It is puzzling, and the persons involved in the gas business have said that government needs to import better gas. But can we afford the 95 in Dominica? We might not be able to. 1:21. Hello, talk to me. With gas prices that high.
What's up?
How you doing, brother?
Yes, Matt Mervin is right. But, Matt, you know, why people always taking Dominicans for fools, man? Matt, they're giving us low-quality gas in Dominica, and they're charging us a high price for that. Why does everybody take Dominicans for idiots? I don't understand that, Matt. Anyway, let them do what they want. They should have a protest on the road right now.
All right, 449-3095. Okay. People are still talking about the award is tomorrow. 1:22. The ceremony starts at 4:30. You know, many years ago, I used to be excited to go cover this ceremony there. Not anymore. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
my beloved brother, blessings to you.
Blessings to you, blessings, yes.
Max, it happens to Christians who, I have a wheelbarrow, on a bicycle, so I can't talk about gas. Matt, I notice you haven't got a sense of humor, you know. You there with me?
I'm right here.
I was telling you, I only have a wheelbarrow on a bicycle.
I heard you, so you can't talk about gas. Yes, I heard you.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Moving blessings to you. Matt, it happened to religious people, Christians, who sit aside and watch people in all their wickedness and their evil prospering, Matt. They have wealth, they have homes, they have things and they're checking, but I'm praying to a God. That God is not hearing me. I'm being superficial there on that case because a lot of Christians tied up prosperity with religion mm-hmm. or with the faith in a God that is going to just make them prosper. You there with me, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Matt, can you imagine all these young guys we're calling criminals and the drug dealers and all the thing sitting there listening to Skeleton them through the years in Austria, watching Chinese coming into Dominica and getting awards, and they maybe their own parents, their own friend parents, their own friends, Matt, who have given so much to Dominica, and they're languishing, Matt. Can you imagine the contradiction and the confusion and the wrong signal that is sending? And that is my issue this afternoon. I just wanted to say, Matt, that is very, 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 very dangerous. And it's not because of Austria alone. Matt, you notice the lineup is pure nepotistic.
Mm-hmm.
My friends and my families and my supporters. You listen to what that boy said in St. Lucia?
It's a club, man. It's a club.
Yeah. He said you have to... He asked the Prime Minister in St. Lucia to focus on his base. You remember that in his statement a few weeks ago, Matt?
Yeah, I remember Eugenia Charles saying that many years ago. I'll focus on the 13 who supported me.
Yes. And these things are dangerous because, Matt, you have more outside that is not supporting you. And even those who may be close to you beginning to question. So, one day when I disagree with you, that will be my fate. What you doing to Matt? What you doing to blessings? And they're beginning to say, so where is my independence? Where is my freedom? So really and truly, Matt, that kind of, according to you, the boys' club, the clique, Matt, that fraternity where Skerrit and them is going to sit down. I don't think it is going through the process of selection like it once were. You said that you were nominated several times.
Many times by laborers themselves. Yes, I was.
So guess what, Matt? You're mad, man.
You're mad. You're crazy.
It becomes more blatant. We're going to give Free Chinese our national award. And we're going to give Regional Austria. If all you think we're bad, if all you want to criticize him for saying disappear the parliamentary opposition leader who holds a constitutional position in parliament and Reginald Austria as a minister asking to kill Lennox Linton, disappear him and no dog back, no police. Matt, you listen to Daniel Carbon now?
About what?
Matt, you need to get the clip of Daniel Carbon. It was aired on Q95 News this afternoon there. How they're going to deal with criminals and if they will bring justice to their doors and pull them from their scooters. And
So they're worried about the guys on the scooters, but they don't worry about the guys, you know, causing national white-collar crime, getting involved in white-collar crime.
They cannot touch them, the untouchables. Have a blessed day, sir.
Have a blessed one. Thank you very much. It's 126. Talk to me, yes? Hello? Nobody there. We're going to come back in a while, huh? Nobody there. I'm going to continue that song there. I'm making the rounds this afternoon there. Bring back the milk and honey. But before that, let's go back to this song from Burn Brain Jolly. Baba Ule, Baba Ule. Let's go.
Paris, flag it out. gal a draw for jam. Baba Hule, Baba Hule, Baba Hule, not even time jam. Baba Hule, Baba Hule, Baba Hule, somebody sound the alarm. Baba Hule, Baba Hule. This week that make the country funny.
128.
This week that make the country sick.
Hey, Regina Walsh, congratulations to you. Well deserving the award there tomorrow. Hello, talk to me on the telephone. Good morning to you. Good afternoon. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Hey, oh. Matt. Good afternoon. How are you doing, my brother?
How are you, sir? How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
I was listening very attentively this morning to that conversation as it relates to the award.
Mm-hmm.
The Meritorious Service Awards that are being distributed this year. And I just want to make a few comments. I know it's been said time and time again that we do a lot of talking and not much action, which may have some merit in it, but I think the talking sometimes is needed. As a people, I would say our culture, our values, and is what makes us as a people. Within next tomorrow, we'll be celebrating 44th year of independence. And all of that is tied in with who we are as a people, our culture, the values we bring to what we do, what we see. And as it relates to the Meritorious Service Awards, that is established by an act of parliament. It's Act 34 of 1967. And it's chapter 1909 of the revised laws of Dominica. So it's all part of our constitution. The first national, and I'm going to deal with the Dominica Award of Honor, which is the highest award of recognition under this act. And this award is conferred on persons who have made a significant, and I underscore the word significant, contribution to the country's development. And the president bestows that honor on this person. It is not an award that is necessary to confer every year, as I will point out in a while. So the very first three persons who received that award back in 1967 was Wadi Astafan Esquire, Edmund Christensen Loblack, E.C. Loblack, and a Mrs. Cecile Andre. That was back in 1967. And since then, over the years, in 68, you had a Mrs. Eileen Shillingford. In 69, you had Mrs. Harrison Elwin. In 1970, you had Mr. Sylvester Joseph, the man who founded and guided us through local government in Dominica. And in 71, you had Jean Lawrence. We are in all her folklore songs being played now during this time of independence. Jeff Charles, our radio man who started off back in many, many years ago. 74, you had St. Havis Shillingford. Sports. You had in 76, you had past Prime Minister Oliver LeBlanc. You had Irvin Shillingford. In 77, you had Philip Nassif, Ari Henry. 78, you had Sir Louis Coulson-Lartigue. Prime Minister Roland Patrick John brought us into independence.
Mm-hmm.
And that was up until 78. Between 80 and 87, 7 years, the award was not issued. Then back in 89, we had Dr. Philip Porter. 93, you had Sir Clarence Signoret. The point I'm trying to make is that you heard the names that I have called out. Sister Alicia, Justice Philip Telford Georges, Archbishop Kelvin Felix, His Excellency Vernon Shaw, Crispin Sorrento, Dame Eugenia Charles, Mapampo. These are who the award was conferred on to. Frank Barron in 2006. And how on earth, I don't understand, how on earth did we get to the point now where this award is just being arbitrarily being issued? The act that I referred to, Mark, section 5 of the act, says abuses in connection with the grant of honors, section 5.1. It says any person who accepts or obtained or agrees to accept or attempt to obtain from another person for himself or for any other person or for any purposes, any gift, money, or valuable consideration as an inducement or reward for procuring, assisting, or endeavoring to procure the grant of an honor of meritorious service to any person or otherwise connection with such a grant is guilty of an offense. Any person who gives or agrees or proposes to give or offers to another person any gift, money, or valuable consideration or inducement or reward for procuring or assisting and endeavoring to procure a grant, an honor of meritorious service or otherwise in connection with such grant is guilty an offense under this act and is liable to summary conviction to a fine of 3,000 or imprisonment for 1 year. Section 11 of the act also talks about cancellation of award, meaning that if an award is given to somebody, it can be taken away from you subsequently. So it's really disturbing when you hear of individuals who does not espouse unity, have not contributed to the development of the country in any way that one could point a finger to, is now being given an award. When you have individuals who calls for the demise of the position of leader of the opposition, which is a constitutional position, who speaks down on the elections in Dominica, which is also in our constitution, the Electoral Commission, and the work of the commission. When you hear those kind of pronouncements being made, and those individuals now given the highest award, it really, 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 really is disturbing. And as I said, a country is based on its values, its norm, its culture. That's what makes us a people. And therefore, I think every day, I think I have been saying, so Dominicans need to wake up. Those who do not say anything, who say nothing, who see something, say nothing, are just as guilty as those who take those kind of actions. So I would hope that those who are listening will attempt to take some action on this matter. And as I say, an award can be canceled. But it's just disgraceful. It's really disgraceful to see the extent to which we have brought our country as it relates to issuing these various meritorious awards.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. 136. In spite of it all, in light of it all, it is our anniversary, 44th anniversary. We are celebrating tomorrow. I have two persons there from the diaspora just coming from a meeting with the workers at the Garo Hotel. We continue to take a phone calls, but we have our guest, Maslin Edwards. It's not the first time she's been here. Marcel Edwards, good afternoon to you. You seem like you just came from a big meeting of the workers of Dominica.
Yes, Matt.
The patriots of Dominica. You're just an African style, or is it a Creole style? Liberation style?
Liberation.
Oh, that's
those
it.
Are the colors of my liberation.
It's red, yellow, and green.
Yes.
So you liberated?
Of course, Matt.
You're liberated.
I'm liberated because I have my voice and my own identity.
Okay, you're coming from a meeting of the workers.
Yes, Matt.
Just looking for more liberation in Dominica. How was that? Tell me about that.
Oh, it was a great meeting, Matt. But Matt, before I go into the what happened at the meeting, I just want to say a pleasant good afternoon to all Dominicans hearing my voice, those at home and abroad. It's a pleasure and a privilege being here in this great office of Q95, the big station. And of course, with me here is my husband, Jules, who has joined me today. And we are here. And yes, it's wonderful being in Dominica, as it has always been, because Dominica is such a great country, beautiful country.
You come in and you go out, though. You don't spend too much time around there.
Yes, Matt, because I have other obligations.
Okay. That necessarily, we understand. We understand.
You know, not spending so much time. But nonetheless, I do come.
And you so love far, to come. Been,
oh, yes, Matt. I love to come. I was here in August, and it was not under the most favorable circumstances. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I am here again. It's our 44th year of independence. And I have walked the streets, and, you know, everywhere I walk, Dominicans, they are celebrating because that is what we used to, the madras, the food, mm-hmm. the music, the color, the camaraderie. But many of them are complaining that their Dominica is still dependent, because if the people are not independent, if the people have no freedom of speech, if the people are always under oppression, then they are asking, what are we celebrating?
I just want to play you that song I've been playing all afternoon there, and tell me if this reflects some of the thoughts you're having at this time.
The country hot like yam, Baba Ule. Baba Ule, Baba Ule, we cannot afford yam.
We cannot afford yam. The country is sick.
Baba Ule, not even tamarind jam.
Not even tamarind jam.
Baba Ule, Baba Ule, somebody sound the alarm.
Somebody sound the alarm, and the masculine is doing it at this time. Huh?
This week that make the country funny. This week that make the country sick. Is we that make the country broke. Blame yourself, blame yourself. Is we that make the country broke.
Is that reflecting your thoughts? Is that
Matt, who's the artist of behind that song?
He was actually one of the guys who was shot in recent times.
You mean shot dead?
Dead, shot dead, yes. His name is Brain Jolly.
Wow, may his soul rest in peace.
He was about to launch that song that very night, or the night before he was shot.
Oh, so what did the investigations say, Matt? Was it victimization?
I don't think the investigators have found who killed him, but it's a different story.
That is interesting, Matt.
A different story.
And have you, who launched it? Has it
well, been? It was odd, but in terms of an official launch,
yes.
You know, I think it was supposed to take place the day before or day after he died, yes.
So the country hot like Baba Ule, yeah? Matt, when you talk about a Baba Ule, a hot Baba Ule, it's really hot, Matt.
But what do you find on the ground? What are the issues that people are talking about?
Oh, Matt, it's a lot of issues people are talking. I just met a vendor across on, you know, just right where the workers were, and she's peeved about the fact that Reginald Ustrey was given
an award.
One of Dominica's most highest award. And she said, here I am making a mattress and contributing, you know, to making clothes and many other things and selling. And this man is given an award. Someone like that is given an award or highest award. So what is there for our people? They said the Chinese also are getting the highest awards of our country, while our citizens get just the, you know, the mediocre awards.
But as I said this morning, Marceline, it seems like it's a boys club award.
Yes.
A Labour Party award, not necessarily a national award.
It is, well, when I view the list, and from what I can see, it's a Labour Party thing. It's not based on meritocracy. And when you look at Reginald Ostrey and you give him an award because of how many years did they say in politics, I ask, what has Reginald Ostrey really accomplished with the number of years in office as a politician? This man is crass. This man is part of the machinery that engages in fraudulent elections. And many other, you know, when you hear this man, what is emanating from this man is just toxicity. And he is given an award, the highest award of the land. So what is that saying to our people, our young leaders, our young people who want to be young leaders, who want to emulate on, you know, our politicians? Is that the breed of politicians we are emulating in the 21st century? People who are part of a gang, who do not, you know, generate any form of decency, anything authentic to the populace, to the country? Is that what we are telling our Dominican young minds, that this is the best of the best of what Dominica has to offer?
Let's play Mr. Reginald Ostrey.
I mean, when are we going to a wrestling turn, take him, pick him up, and just go with him? And he can't answer, monsieur. Just go with him. No problem, monsieur. See, mister is a headache. The man is a problem.
This damn stupid electoral reform nonsense. Read through that nonsense and dismiss that as garbage and rubbish and bullshit.
The police have to investigate. A lot of questions, huh? So I don't know what the fuck she's going to say. All of us defending Blackmore. She'll kill herself. She'll be investigated too. She'll commit suicide.
We were not talking. For having Dick Tower his business with the bakery in Portsmouth, Madam Speaker. And Dick to declare, to make public, Madam Speaker, that he was running a simple bakery in Portsmouth. And that bakery, Madam Speaker, it collapsed. Because, Madam Speaker, he blames me
to cause destruction, to burn down people's property, and to kill and to shoot people.
All right, some of sentiments of Mr. Reginald Ostrey. Shame, huh? Shame.
This is interesting, you know. This is a man who has encouraged the battering of a woman. And we know the case. We know the case where this baby Sarah case in particular, that was what he was talking about, where it is alleged that the young lady lost her baby. And this is a man that has encouraged the abuse of our women, Matt. This is what we are giving an award, Matt. This is the man who does not see that, you know, our democracy lies with free and fair elections. And this is the gateway of which, of course, we talk about electoral reform, which is the gateway to our democracy. He does not want electoral reform. So it means that he's dead bent on fraudulent elections. This is the same man who wants them to pick up the leader, make those insightful statements, pick him up, just go with him. And we have seen people disappeared in the past. We see how that type of incitement, what it has created in the country. Dominica was once a place where the people were together. It was, you know, a community raising a child. Right now, we see what is happening in our streets, Matt. Decadence. Look at what happened at the hospital, Matt. When a man was shot
that?
At the hospital. He was shot at the hospital and killed at the hospital. And this is, you know, we're talking about how many murders has Dominica had for the year? 16, 17 murders for the year. Two nights ago, I met a policeman and we had a conversation. And he is making the comparison to, you know, Dominica and St. Lucia. And he stated that Dominica only has 15, it's just 15. So it's a no big deal. So when he said that to me, I said, but have you taken into consideration the population of St. Lucia? St. Lucia has about 160,000, 70,000 people, unlike Dominica with just a population of 60,000 people. So he's making that comparison. And whenever you corner them, you know, they always you know, try to deflect on what is happening over there. What is happening in St. Lucia? Look at what is happening in Haiti. So I had to conclude that it's just a matter of time before Dominica gets to the state of St. Lucia, the St. Lucia that you're talking about. I say, if you have to be a good cop, you should try to prevent what is happening in St. Lucia here in Dominica. And that is where good policing comes. That is where your integrity, that is where your oath, that is, and working for the citizens of the Commonwealth of Dominica, ensuring that good and honest governance comes with law-abiding politicians, and that is at the foot of the police.
And I want to remind you too, and somebody just reminded me to remind you as well, that it was the same Austri, somebody describes him as a disgrace of a man, who made fun of the late Frampton, Ferdinand Frampton, lost his leg, suffering from diabetes. And he was making a joke out of it.
Well, this is how these people operate. In Parliament, look at what he did to Manuel John Baptist. Inside of Parliament, this man has no respect and no regard for the Constitution, for the citizens, for women, for children, for the sick, the disabled. He has no regard. And this is a man who is void, who has, you know, his conscience has left him. He's devoid of empathy. He's devoid of nobility. This is the man we are espousing Dominica's highest award on. So it tells you that we're in a place where our awards mean nothing. They have trashed everything. They have trampled on our constitution. They have diminished the noble awards in our land, the highest awards in our land. They have trashed our offices. Because these are the people we call honorable. Honorable? How do you read these people as honorable? Matt, I don't get it, Matt. I don't get it. And
you're just shaking your head at this time.
Yes, yes, of course. But Matt, if I should, you know, move into the
meeting?
Into the meat of the well, not really the meeting yet, but you know, I was in Dominica in August, and I am back here. When we came in August, there were potholes everywhere. Our vehicle was missing one pothole and going down in the other pothole around, you know, Russo and everywhere. Now, I am back. We are back in October, and the potholes are all patched up and everything is looking nice.
You're here.
Yes, because we are here.
They must create a good impression.
Yes, but I am asking, who are you trying to appeal to? The diasporans like myself who are here for a few days and then we go back. But what about your people? It is disgusting and disrespectful to not provide adequately for your people. These are the Dominicans who live here on a day-to-day basis. They see the crime. Those are the people who drive their vehicles in those potholes. So if you're not taking care of your citizens who live in the country, you're not taking care of them. And they are the taxpayers of the country. They are the ones contributing to the coffers of the country. The same very coffers that pays him $64,000 a month to live in his own mansion. So if you are so disrespectful and uncaring about your citizens, we know as diasporans coming, you are doing that because you think you can fool diasporans, but diasporans know better. Even those who come in to vote to sabotage the elections every 5 years, they know better. They know better. Because when you look at it, you know, look at the kind of where we are coming into. It's like a totally Bowman country. If we talk about the World Creole Music Festival, and yes, our festival is a good event, and it brings in like thousands of people into Dominica, which is good for the economy. It is good for the vendors. It is good for me as a Dominican, you know, born and bred Dominican, coming home to celebrate, and so many people on island at the same time, you know, getting the view of the country and the feel of the people, and of course the camaraderie and everything, because Dominicans are generally nice people. But Matt, we have a problem. If we have to promote the World Creole Music Festival, we also have to promote everything else around the World Creole Music Festival. Take, for example, Matt, the washrooms, the bathrooms at the Creole Music Festival. Why on earth should anyone wind up in a line with so many people mile long waiting to use that bathroom? Why
and on sometimes a male bathroom as well. Women are lining up to use the male bathroom.
Well, yes, Matt. And I've never seen that anywhere. I winded up using the male's bathroom. But when I was done using the male bathroom, the sad thing about it, and in this heightened season of COVID, irregardless of the fact that they have removed the mask mandate in Dominica, but we are aware, we have to bear in mind that COVID is very much present in Dominica. My dad was just discharged from the hospital 2 days ago with COVID. He had COVID. Okay, Matt? So COVID is very much present. There's a bad flu, around. There's also, the emergence of monkeypox. With so many foreigners in the country, you want to tell me that in this 21st century, you have a washroom that you cannot even push your hands under the faucet and the water comes out under the faucet. You can't do that. You have to line up. And when you are finished lining up, there's no soap in the soap dispenser to wash your hands. I mean, if we are promoting Dominica
as
an international event, then you have to promote it. You have to do more. You have to do more to appeal to the Dominican people. I'm not saying it is comfortable to me. It may be comfortable to me coming home as a Dominican and you going in the men's men's washroom and washing my hands. But what about the patrons, the international patrons who are coming in and they're not used to that type of thing? They're not used to that type of lineup. Why is it that we cannot upgrade our bathrooms to international standards with proper specs? So that it is up to the rest of the world standard. After all, we are promoting the world music, the World Creole Music Festival. So what might be okay for me, it might not be okay. It is never going to be okay for the patrons coming in.
Let's take a quick phone call. We have 5 more minutes. Hello, talk to me quickly.
Yes, Matt. Quickly, Matt. Give me a minute. Let me just say something. Matt, I've said it before and I'll say it again, that Dominica have a lot of square pegs in wrong hole, Matt. Let's look at the Minister of National Security. He was part of the detective or CID prior to he being a politician, Matt. Now, Matt, we have this situation where this guy got shot over the weekend and was brought to the Princess Margaret Hospital for treatment, etc., Matt. The chief of police, I mean, this is not rocket science, Matt. At least a shooting victim at a hospital. Hence, you should step and beef up the security at the hospital. That's why I tell you, Matt, I'll keep on saying it. It's square pegged in the wrong hole. Starting from the National Security Minister, he's supposed to have had some intelligence, which I don't believe he have. Then you have the chief of police, with Daniel Carbon. That is the dumbest chief of police you have that have ever existed in Dominica, Matt. Now, with regards to Reginald Ostrey, Matt, when you tell me you get Reginald Ostrey, one of the country's highest award, Matt, what are you telling the world? Matt, you have never taken some time to listen to the way that Reginald Ostrey speak, Matt. Have you ever done that, Matt? I mean, what it is you're giving Reginald Ostrey a high award? Matt, this country, for this crime and criminal activity to stop, Matt, this government has to go, Matt.
All right, caller, thank you. You know, just somebody just sending me the information that the fact that somebody entered our hospital and shot somebody made Jamaica Observer News. This is one of the biggest newspapers in the region. So it's all over.
You know what I observed, Matt?
Tell me.
I was walking down the street to the Privo Cinema Hall to the meeting.
Yes.
And I saw two policemen in camouflage with their face as hard as rock. And one of them were in position with either an AK-47 or an M16. Now, I looked at it and said, look at the foolishness that goes on in Dominica. A man got shot, and they went to the hospital and finished off the man. There wasn't the presence of not one police officer, but you're telling me in broad daylight, you have policemen on the road with their weapons drawn, and you want to tell me that this is you know in this 21st century you're like in a military zone, you're in a, like the country is in a state of war, and you and and persons are not being protected at the hospital. If somebody can just go to the hospital and just shoot somebody, that is because people, it's because the lawsuits are not directed to the right persons, Matt. But people have to start suing in this country. Because when this happens, it's that it is unheard of. Nowhere is safe in this country. This is just a place of lawlessness and decadence. This is decadence to the highest level. Matt, we traversed the route from Melvin Hall Airport to Roseau, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt, after 7 years, it's 7 years since Tropical Storm Erica, and 5 years since Hurricane Maria. Matt, Dominique, the roads are still in a state of disrepair, Matt. A dangerous state of repair, Matt. And Matt, they think they can repaint the empty drums on the roadside, put some new tape, and put a new sign saying that the road is broken. How is that protecting anybody, Matt? I mean, Matt, if you cannot even maintain the road infrastructure, how are you telling me that you're building an international airport? This is the main road to the Melvin Hall Airport. And they cannot fix those roads 5 years now after Hurricane Maria and 7 years after Tropical Storm Erica. So how are you going to maintain that international airport that you're telling us that we are going to get if you cannot even maintain your roads?
Naslin, we have 1 minute. Well, just give me a quick synopsis of the meeting this morning.
Well, Matt, the meeting was, a fantastic meeting, and diasporans...
Full house?
Yes, there were a number of persons at the meeting. And I wish it was a joint meeting of the different, groups, the different factions that we have here, different civic groups. But we had a full house, and Athi spoke about the injustice that is being done to our rivers. And, our rivers are just being destroyed.
Come a little closer to the microphone, yes?
Our rivers are being destroyed, Matt.
Mm, yes.
And apparently... We say that Apwe Bode Selate, and we have been blessed with beautiful rivers and what have you. But we seem that we are vexed. This regime seems vexed with God, that God has created this beautiful nature island. We're blessed with so much river, 365 rivers, and beautiful foliage, a great forest. It seems that this government is bent on destroying that which God has created for us as a people, Matt. And Matt, I don't know how else we can make the case, but it's time to make the case for us to take back our country, bring back, repair all the governmental buildings that are in a state of disrepair, the library is in a state of disrepair. I wanted something at the planning division. I went over there with the planning office. Was Matt that I knew it to be. The office is closed down, Matt. And I'm wondering, how does a government intentionally not repair those offices, the governmental offices, and move those offices to private dwellings, private homes? Is it a deliberate attempt to siphon the monies from the or kickbacks? Is it a deliberate attempt to just, provide income for the boys where they can, or for the supporters or the cronies, where they can get a cut of it, Matt? Because from what it looks like, Matt, it smells of corruption. And Matt, one more thing before
quickly.
I go, Matt. Libla built the government headquarters, the police headquarters. The public library was built in colonial days, Matt. Mm. But rather than continue building, on the government infrastructure, Matt, what did they do, Matt? All of them went in a state of disrepair, and they're now taking the government offices. We see big buildings going down in the center of Roseau, Matt. And from what we can see, the government offices are moving to private dwellings, Matt. And, I don't know how you call it, but a government that is in constant competition and, providing income for themselves on the back of the country and leaving the government offices in a state of disrepair, it has a bad odor of corruption, and patriotism, and they do not care about the
Do you agree, or final question, do you agree that for this country to grow, this government must go. Or final comment?
Yes, this government must go, Matt. And we have to bring back, we have to bring back our country to what we used to be. And we have to, and but in first, for us to do that, Matt, we have to be Dominicans first. You cannot tell me I am a Laborite, or I'm a UWPite, or I am an ite. You are a Dominican. When you see yourself as a Dominican, that this is the only time you will understand that if you are Dominican, then you're patriotic.
All right, citizen. We have a goal. We have a goal. Thank you, Matt. Digital time. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
One. Major Mystic. Major Mystic. Major Mystic.
Look how we present it. La Jinping. People come well just for the cultural gala, yes. Thank you, show of culture and everything.
Don't forget, I'll be on the radio tomorrow from 10. It's a holiday, 10 to 1, huh? Maybe we'll do a little talking before that, okay? That's from 10.
People come well just for the cultural gala, yes. Thank you, show of culture and heritage. As we face one another era of culture, yes. We could demonstrate our who your things. Dress up in your what do you get? Dress up in your tech cassette. Tell him come come boy to me. We to say oh gosh, who are we? When we say tim tim basse, that means we give full respect.